Never forget the world the sightless see must be imagined, for what it really looks like is unknown to them. They must infer what could be seen from evidence forever indirect, and reconstruct their inferences as they stumble and fall because of what they did not recognize, or walk unharmed through open doorways that they thought were closed. And so it is with you. You don't see. Your cues for inference are wrong, and so you stumble and fall down upon the stones you did not recognize, but fail to be aware that you can go through the doors you thought were closed, but which stand open before unseeing eyes waiting to welcome you. How foolish is it to attempt to judge what could be seen instead? It is not necessary to imagine what the world must look like. It must be seen before you recognize it for what it is. You can be shown which doors are open, and you can see where safety lies, and which way leads to darkness and which to light. Judgment will always give you false direction, but vision shows you where to go, so why should you guess it? There is no need to learn through pain, and gentle lessons are acquired joyously and are remembered gladly. What gives you happiness, you want to learn and not forget. It is not this you would deny. Your question is whether the means by which this course is learned is going to bring you the joy it promises. If you believed it would, the learning of it would be no problem. You are not a happy learner because you still remain uncertain that vision gives you more than judgment does, and you have learned that you can't have both. The blind become accustomed to their world by their adjustment to it. They think they know their way about in it. They learned it not through joyous lessons, but through the stern necessity of limits they believe they could not overcome. And still believing this, they hold these lessons dear, and they cling to them because they cannot see. They do not understand that the lesson keeps them blind. This they do not believe. And so they keep the world they learn to see in their imagination, believing that their choice is that or nothing. They hate the world. They learn through pain, and everything they think is in it serves to remind them that they are incomplete and bitterly deprived. Thus, you define your life and where you live, and you adjust to it as you think you must, afraid to lose the little that you have. And so it is with all who see the bodies as all they have and all their brothers have. You try to reach each other and you fail again. And you adjust to loneliness, believing that to keep the body is to save the little that you have.